Now, I don't only have an opportunity to benefit from the rational guidance of Quran in this world as just a creature here, but I also have now the opportunity to gain paradise, to earn paradise. And believe me, paradise is not with those people who have the scientific tools and don't have the guidance of God. They won't have paradise. No. Paradise will only come to us who give our whole heart to please our Lord and accept both what he has told us to execute in our spiritual life and what he has told us to execute in the material life. No. We can't obey God in one quarter of life and say, no, you don't have any jurisdiction in this part of my life, God. I'm free. No, my freedom is the freedom to use my intelligence as please God. That's my freedom. Same freedom a child has. Same freedom a child has under his parent. Child has the freedom under the parent to use his good senses in obedience to the parent. Once the child starts disobeying the parent, he's in trouble. Whether the parent tell him that or not, he's in trouble. Oh, yes. Same freedom we have under Allah. We have the freedom to exercise the faculties of good sense, good reasoning, good decision, good judgment. But in respect or out of respect for Allah, the moment we throw Allah aside, Allah says, you have thrown your brains aside. You think you still got your brains, but you have thrown your brains aside. Praise be to Allah. He says that when they leave him, then he caused them to lose themselves. That means your senses now are separated from your own self. And you think you're going right. Isn't that a fact? You know, the proof of that is in the world. That's verified by the state of the world that throws Allah aside. Forget Allah. Turn away from Allah. Praise be to Allah. So the best guidance for us, the perfect guidance for us, is that Quran and the life of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the peace and blessings be on him. Allah says in Quran, Alam nashrah laka sadrak wa wada'na anka wizraka alladhi anqadha dhahrak وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ فَإِنَّمَا عَلَى أُسْرِ يُسْرًا. God says, have not we relieved your chest? Brought relief to your chest? So it can relax. See, the chest, all the vital organs, the most vital organs are housed right here in this frame. Heart, lungs, right? Says, have not we relieved the burden upon your chest? Expand it for you, relieve it so your chest can, and have put away from you that weight that was weighing down your back. Praise be to Allah. And have raised your fame in the world. Praise be to Allah. For a fana laka zikrak. And have raised up your fame in the world. Now that was revealed 1400 years ago. And there was a gentleman recently wrote a book of the 100 most influential people in the life of man on this earth. And who did he make number one? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. He made him number one, even put Moses behind him. Yes. That wasn't said. No, that was told. That was foretold by God. The prophet, peace be upon him, was shown great signs of Allah. This is given us in the Quran. He took him up into the heavens and showed him the far regions and reconciled for him the nature and purpose of man. Praise be to Allah. So that man would not be fighting against his own destiny. Oh, that's great. That's great. Greater than most of you all can imagine. Greater than I could imagine a few days ago. Praise be to Allah. But Allah blesses us in time, according to our measure. We don't deserve anything, we don't get anything. The measure of our merit. Praise be to Allah. Yes. And the prophet, peace and the blessings be upon him, he was shown great wonders. Great wonders. Yes. And the prophet had to come back into the world and then carry out the guidance of God, knowing that there would be great, great opposition. And God raised his fame, and he saw in the vision the station of Moses in heaven. And he found Moses weeping. And he wanted to know, why is he weeping? He said, because he has been told that your following shall be in greater numbers than his, entering into the paradise. So it was foretold 1,400 years ago. And now here the man just now wrote that Prophet Muhammad is number one. Even before Moses. Praise be to Allah. Since you all are such churchy people, I won't say any more on that. But there's coming a time of freedom for us. We'll be able to talk without having to worry about hurting people's feelings so much. We're still babies. So we have to be, you know, still tender emotionally. But there's coming a time when we'll be able to talk without having to pet people and pick your words. Yeah. Praise be to Allah. And raise this fame up in the world. Praise be to Allah. So you hear, Allah didn't say lift him up. He says, if you won't help him, I will. Yes. You know, lift me up and I will draw all men up unto me. Lift him up, and he will draw all men up unto him. But Allah says, if you won't help him, I will. And if you don't witness that this is great, this is a great message, I will. I'm witness. If you don't witness that he is the messenger of God, I'm witness. Yes, this is what God says in the Quran. He doesn't leave it to us. It is up to Allah to reveal it, and it is up to Allah to establish it. He doesn't depend on us to reveal it. He revealed it. You can't get it without him revealing it. And he doesn't depend on you to establish it. He say, I will establish it. The same one who revealed it shall publish it, shall make it known. Praise be to Allah. And we see how Muslims in one period of time are very energetic. And they go out and they help spread, populate the good word. But at another time, they tend to be lazy, give themselves to the pleasures of life, and become inactive. Praise be to Allah. But in spite of their inaction, Allah brings about situations to awaken the mind and bring the respect to the religion, and is published without the help of those people. Yes. Yes, praise be to Allah. And have raised up his fame. Innama al-usri yusra. Surely it is with difficulty that ease comes. Let us reflect on this just for a second or two. When the baby is born, before that baby can enter into our world where it will have recognition as an independent person with his own name and identity, it has to come through great pain. And the most difficult pain is pain on his head. Yes. The pressure on his head, the doctor says, if any grown-up could experience the pressure that was on their head when they came through delivering, say it would kill them and take them out of their minds. Allah have made us as grown-ups to endure that. But the little child, before he knows the difference between pain and pleasure, he's prepared to undergo. So you see how it's possible for us when we say we're dead. We're dead to your pleasures. Now come on, let's get the fight on. We are not afraid of the pain that you can deal out to us. We are dead to your pleasures, so we don't know your pain. We follow only God. Praise be to Allah. Baby come here through that terrific pain and wasn't spoiled. Pain warps most of our personalities. Because we suffer, we become evil and hateful toward others. But that baby coming just as sweet and beautiful, like a lamb, beautiful like a flower. Oh, yes. Smile with his shiny gums, haven't got a tooth. Yes. But look what it had to go through. Now, don't overlook mama. Allah says that she bears the child with fainting upon fainting. Pain gets so terrific, she just passes out under the pain. Swoon before swoon. I mean, just break down under and give up. And I've seen that. Oh, yes. Pain gets so terrific, she'd be fighting the pain. Be fighting it. Fighting. Get so fierce. Oh. Break down under. But get right back into the battle again until that baby is delivered. Praise be to Allah. See how wondrous Allah's signs are in what he has done. Praise be to Allah. Now, dear beloved people, inna ma'al usri yusra, surely with hardship, surely with difficulty, ease comes. Praise be to Allah. So what is this telling us? Do not seek ease by the prescription of ease. Do not take up ease as a way to ease your way. That's what it's saying to us. When times get hard and you take the climb, you're taking up ease as a way to make it through the difficulty. But Allah didn't say that. Allah says surely with difficulty. Yeah, right. The difficulty is to work and suffer it out, bear it out, do it out, suffer even death before you take up the life of a criminal. That's the difficult way. And that's the way Allah wants you to take. Don't take the easy way. Say, I can get me some easy money. That's not the way. That's not the way. Innama al-usri yusra. Surely with difficulty, ease comes. That's a principle Allah has established for us. That's not just a revelation. That's a revelation establishing a principle for us. That we must face the difficulty and use the principle of difficulty, the principle of strength and endurance in the face of difficulty and hardship. Not the principle of escapism. Seek some escape route that's easy. But it's not honorable. Crime, prostitution, etc. It's not honorable. Cheating, deceiving your brothers and sisters, playing on the weaknesses of your fellow man. It's easy, but it's not honorable. drinking liquor so that you will escape consciousness, so you won't know what you have to do as an obligation as a man in the world. Stay drunk so you'll be out of it, so you don't have to face the thoughts. That's not the principle. That's the principle that Satan offers his slaves. See the great guidance of God. Innama ala usri yusra. Surely with hardship comes ease. It is by meeting the difficulty that you get ease, not by escaping the difficulty, going to some dishonorable thing to avoid the challenge. You have to meet your maker one day. It's not going to be easy then. And if you know how taking a stand in wrongdoing tears the fiber of your essence, the fiber of your good content, you will see that you are wreaking destruction upon yourself. You are suffering right then, but you are blind to it. And you're going to realize it one day. Allah is going to make you know it. Praise be to Allah. In the mal usri yusra, surely with difficulty, with hardship, comes ease. He says, did not we expand for you your chest, relieve your chest? God says, we. Why? Because God, he has the angels and he has the creation working with him. And just as the king says, we. Just as the president says, we. God says, we. Praise be to Allah. But notice, for you people who dwell in darkness and love it so much you can't come out of it, notice this. Allah never commands in the plural. Only in the singular. Because no one else can command for him. You can help him, but you can't give no orders for him. Praise be to Allah. That's for my brothers and sisters who still love the darkness. They got so black they lost the meaning of black. Sorry for you. Wake up. Praise be to Allah. Look what Allah says there in the Quran. Says that we lift off the burden from your chest, freed your chest, and took the weight off your back. The chest, what comes to mind when you think of the chest? Heart. Heart. And back, what do you think of when it comes to your back? Intellect. Intellect. Heart and intellect. See? That spine goes right up there to the base of your brain. Right? Yes. That's the column upon which your brain sets, and the cord runs right up there to it. Right? Yes. So here, heart and intellect. Take the burden off your heart, then the intellect is unburdened. Isn't that what God says? Yes. Never does God change the condition of a people until they change what is bothering their heart. If you don't listen to the good voice of your heart, God will never help you. We took the burden off your chest and relieved the weight that was weighing down your back. Weighing down your back. And says, and raised up your fame in the world. Now, after all of this, who is Allah speaking to? The prophet knows this. He did it for the prophet. He's speaking to not just the prophet. This came to the prophet first. And for him, it was like a confirmation. Because he had already experienced that. It was like a confirmation. But for us, It is a revelation fresh. Yes. God is saying to the world, when I bless you with guidance, and then you upon my guidance, you have never done it without my guidance. You upon my guidance, you establish your heart. You establish your intellect. You take the burden off your back. It is the intellect that channels its way through the world. Carve out the crude jungle and make a comfortable place for life, for human life. Isn't it? It's the intellect that does that. But it can't do it before the heart accepts that responsibility and becomes upright with the support of the heart, a conscious heart. You know, a heart that's blind is a foolish heart. But a conscious heart is a wise heart. Praise be to Allah. And we like to shut out the voice of our heart when the way is difficult. You don't want to hear that. You want to figure it out logically. Well, logic tells me that it's best for me not to be bothered with this. After all, I have to think of myself. Isn't that how the mind plays tricks on us? When we refuse to hear the voice of a conscious heart, we ignore it. So Allah, He's the one who established for us the comforts of our heart. And He's the one who relieves the world of its burden that weighs down its back. Oh, yes. And He raised the fame of the people that He blessed with that. Praise be to Allah. Because the people as a majority, they love the person. They love the government. They love the political order that responded to the goodness and to the needs of the human heart. And then in the name of what's best for the human life, lift the burden off the human back. They love the one who stands up for that, challenge the world, lead that battle on. They love him. Praise be to Allah for Moses. Praise be to Allah for Muhammad. Yes. Isn't that what they say? Yes, because they see how meaningful that man as a leader is for them and their future. So He raised up the fame. Oh, yes. Now, after God has done that for you, will you now escape the moral obligation? Escape the moral obligation and take the easy route rather than face the struggle? Inna ma'ala usri yusra. Surely with difficulty comes the ease. So don't ask that God has blessed you to come through difficulty, surmount the odds in the world, and establish what He wants, and then you forget Him and forget what He did. And when difficulty comes to your ummah, you take the easy route.